Here is your Candy Y Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Showers and heavy thunderstorms are possible across the area today, highs staying close to 73, with winds from the east at 5 to 10. Some more showers are possible again for tonight with some heavy rainfall, lows falling off to near 63. Some more showers and storms are possible once again on Friday, highs staying close to 73 degrees. I'm meteorologist Nick Carlisle. Right now, 66.
Friendly, personalized service to meet your banking needs. That's the standard at First National Bank, Frankfort.
My community bank has responded to the changes needed to keep my money safe and secure. They've switched to cards with the latest technology, which is safer and more secure than before. My community bank provides safety and security while staying on top of the latest banking trends.
Let First National Bank's brand of banking be responsive to your needs. First National Bank, Frankfort, proud to be your community bank. Member FDIC.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. An analysis by CME groups say the La Nina weather phenomenon may be coming back for real this time after a head fake last year. La Nina, associated with cooler weather conditions in the U.S.-Canadian border and warmer and drier conditions in much of the southern U.S., with impacting weather patterns worldwide. CME Group senior economist Eric Nordland says past La Ninas have roiled agriculture markets, sending prices on a wild ride, often lower amid expectation of high levels of volatility. Research shows cooler than normal water pooling in the equator on America's side of the Pacific Ocean. One potential worrisome feature of the ag markets today is, Norland says, corn, wheat, and soy complex options implying volatilities are trading at near record lows. He said this might mean that markets are woefully unprepared for a potential La Nina that would bring a wave of volatility. Since 1959, the world has experienced 8 significant episodes of La Nina and 12 significant episodes of El Nino, which is a warming of the currents. Farm and food groups want the Trump administration to address a trade consideration between Mexico and Japan regarding geographical indications. Japan and Mexico considering giving exclusive status to various European geographical food and drink names. In a letter to President Trump, the groups say the European Union currently negotiating with both nations on list of protected geographical indications and seeks to secure a monopoly on certain common names for meats, cheeses, wine, other beverages like Parmesan, bologna, even vintage. The letter was signed by the American Farm Bureau Federation, U.S. Dairy Export Council, and the Wine Institute. Japan and Mexico, finalizing new and updated trade agreements with the EU, are closing comment periods on the terms early this month. Reliable and relevant, RagView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska is the area's land roller headquarters. They carry the Mandelco line of land rollers and stubble crunchers, as well as Summers Manufacturing Super Rollers. Producers are seeing the many jobs a land roller can do on the farm. Firm the seed bed, break up and crush the corn stalks while laying them down to protect your expensive tires on your equipment, leveling rough ground, helping kill and plant cover crops. Call New Frontier Ag for all your land roller needs. Rentals are available. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989 or newfrontierag.com.
Challenges in the world of agriculture calls for a reliable and relevant source for agricultural information. It's this station and AgView.net. Each weekday, this station brings you news and market analysts from the team at AgView.net. You can find more on stories important to you online anytime at AgView.net. Be social by liking AgView on Facebook. Follow on Twitter at AgView News. Reliable and relevant, focused on giving you the information you need. This station and AgView.net.
When it comes to agriculture, you want a financial partner that's down to earth with roots in ag business. We're local. We've been serving the ag banking needs of this community for generations. So if you need a good ag bank, think of us. We're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Governor Sam Brownback, in line to be ambassador at large for international religious freedom, is defending his decision as Kansas governor to scrap an order that barred discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity. Brownback in 2015 rescinded the order issued in August 2007 by then-Governor Kathleen Sebelius. University of Kansas police are investigating after about 20 used shell casings were found outside the university's administrative building. Police say they found no evidence that a weapon was shot anywhere near Strong Hall before the casings were found in the bushes. It's possible that the person who left the shell casings was trying to make a statement about the Kansas law that took effect in July that required state universities to allow concealed guns on their campuses. There has been strong opposition to the law. I'm Stephanie Austin.
I can't stand losing you. Misplaced your debit card? Turn it off in the Wells Fargo app. When it turns up, turn it back on. Just another way we're building better every day.
I can't stand losing you.
Lost or stolen debit cards must still be reported. See app for details. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Right now, the Home Depot has select special order Anderson windows and patio doors for 15% off. If you've been waiting for just the right time to upgrade, you're in luck. You're also in good company. J.D. Power has recognized Anderson for outstanding customer satisfaction with windows and patio doors. So stop waiting and start saving. Select Anderson windows and patio doors, 15% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 11th. See store for details.
A 20-year-old driver has been charged with killing two passengers in a crash while fleeing from the police in Kansas City, Kansas. Zachary Smith was charged yesterday in Wyandotte County with two counts of felony first-degree murder. Police say the crash happened Monday as officers were pursuing the suspects from a reported shoplifting at a Cabela's sporting goods store. The victims have been identified as 27-year-old Jason Edwards of Kansas City and 23-year-old Amber Bledsoe of Prairie Village. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation says with violent crime on the rise, there's a need for more agents. Katie Wissman, executive officer at the KBI, says currently we have twice as many open and active homicide investigations as we have agents to work them. And unfortunately, that means we're not able to respond to a lot of the other requests for assistance, even to other major violent crimes. The KBI says murder, rapes, and aggravated assault crimes in the state have all increased from 2014 to 2016. Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Having trouble understanding your internet connection? Just think of it in terms of water. The size of a water hose determines how quickly you get water, and the same goes for your internet. A garden hose pumps out less water than a fire hose, just like a 5-meg connection loads pages slower than a 20-meg. At the end of your hose is a sprinkler, which is equivalent to your router. If your sprinkler is old and clogged, it can only push out so much water, no matter how big of a hose it's connected to. For best results, be sure your router is up to date. For more questions, check out our website at bluevalley.net.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Lincoln police are investigating a shooting in the Near South neighborhood around 2:30 this morning. Officers received multiple calls of shots being fired in the area before receiving another call of a man shot in the leg. A 19-year-old male victim was transported to the hospital in stable condition. Officers are still trying to determine exactly where the incident occurred, and due to the inconsistencies with the victim's story, police are not pursuing any suspects at this time. Police say there is no threat to the community. Authorities say one person was killed and two were injured during a collision in southern Sarpy County. The accident was reported around 9:15 last night, about a mile north of Platte River on Nebraska Highway 50. The names of those involved have not been released. Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather's going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. you can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day, 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Authorities continue investigating a rash of vehicle thefts in northeast Kansas, mostly pickups taken from rural locations. The full details still coming together. Marshall County Sheriff reported a pickup stolen October 1st out of a field on Limestone Road between 27th and 28th Road. The vehicle had been left parked in a field at around 10:30 a.m. October 1st and was last seen by neighbors at around 1:30 that same day. Truck had been discovered missing at about 4 p.m. and is a 2004 Ford F-150 Super Cab, bright red with a tan bottom panel, Kansas tag 537BPY, has rust behind the front mud flaps and a broken passenger side taillight lens. There was also a theft of tools at a residence right across from where the pickup truck was stolen. That report from Marshall County advising if you leave your vehicles unlocked or leave keys inside, there is the potential for your vehicle being taken. And the Nemaha County Sheriff's Office received a report of a vehicle theft October 2nd around 7 p.m., sometime between 4 and 7 p.m., someone took a 2013 Chevy Silverado 2500 HD, red in color, from a rural location a mile south of Baileyville and three-quarter mile west. Found at that location was an abandoned Chevy Impala that's been reported stolen from Topeka. Inside that vehicle was a temporary tag that had been reported stolen from Washington County, Kansas. Unofficial report via social media, a vehicle stolen, a 2014 Dodge Ram, dark blue in color hydra bed with lots of lights near Baileyville on Wednesday night. The rash of vehicle thefts has authorities investigating and will continue to follow this developing story. Homecoming activities are planned Friday at Hanover and Washington County High Schools. Queen candidates at Hanover are Bailey Leiby, Tasha Bruna, and Claire Zarbenicki. King candidates Ryan Lupin, Carlos Emanuel, and Brennan Zebatrisky. Hanover entertains Blue Valley Randolph Friday. A parade is planned Friday afternoon at 2:30 with crowning of Queen and King Friday at 6. Queen candidates at Washington County are Holly DeLay, Lauren Tigetoff, and Lauren Wyatt. King candidates are Riley Moore, Skylar Zinger, and Garrett Cudney. Washington County entertains Centralia Friday. A pep rally downtown is planned Friday at 2 p.m. with a tailgate party before the game hosted by United Bank and Trust. Live game broadcast on KNDY FM 95.5 for the Washington County Tigers Friday. Richard Dean Anderson, age 67, formerly of Waterville, passed away at Topeka Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Terry Christie, Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Richard Dean Anderson. John Paul J.P. Beckman, age 48, formerly of Marysville, passed away September 22nd. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Private burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 9. Family will receive friends Thursday from 5 until 6:30 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for J.P. Beckman. Joseph B. Stagenborg, age 84, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in a church cemetery. Rosary Saturday at 9:30 at the church. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Joe Stagenborg. Robert L. Boston, age 85, of Washington, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Morrillville Christian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 6 until 8 at the church in Morrillville. Tibbetts Fisher, Funeral Home of Belleville, in charge of arrangements for Robert Boston.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Take a walk or drive to see Marysville's newest subdivision. Hartley Ridge is located between North 8th Street and Jayhawk Road, close to the Blue River Trail. Residents will enjoy a scenic country setting with city amenities. Call Jeff at Inline Construction, 562-5525, to ask about the spec home under construction or to purchase one of our 13 lots available where you can build the house of your dreams. Hartley Ridge Subdivision, welcome home.
Here is your Candy Y Weather Eye forecast, powered by WeatherAlgae.com. For northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska, showers and storms are likely in the area this afternoon, and some heavy rainfall is possible as well, as a slow-moving low-pressure system moves its way across the area. We'll see highs staying close to 73, with winds from the east at 5 to 10. Some more heavy showers and storms are possible once again for tonight. We'll see temperatures falling off into the lower and middle 60s, with winds staying light from the south. And then we'll see this low-pressure system continue to move slowly off to the east on Friday as well. We'll see more showers and storms across the area with highs in the lower 70s, with winds from the southwest at 5 to 10. Showers and storms are possible on Friday night, lows near 51 with a southwest wind at 15 to 20. And then as we head into the weekend on Saturday, we'll see a high-pressure system move into the area, giving us plenty of sunshine and highs near 75. Sunshine expected once again on Sunday, with highs staying close to 77. I'm meteorologist Nick Carlisle.
It takes a lot of know-how to run an ag business right. One of the most important things is choosing the right financial partner. That's why so many producers work with us. When it comes to agriculture, you can count on our experience. For land appraisal and more, you can talk to us. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Average high temperature early October 73, record high on this date 95 in 1938. The average low 49, record low is 32 in 1909. Sunset this evening 6:59, sunrise in the morning 7:23. Precipitation total just over 24 hours, ending at 7 a.m. Thursday, 85 hundredths of an inch.
The moon plays tricks on our eyes all the time, and tonight will be a good opportunity to see for yourself. It's all about the harvest moon from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Do you know the top three promotional items for driving new customers? We do. Do you know how to make your logo come alive and magnetically attract new, long-lasting customers? We do. And do you know how to ensure your logo is delivered on the right promotional items on time at a great price? We do. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Who are we? We're 4imprint, the nation's leading team to make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items. And right now, we want to share with you, for free, the top three promotional items for driving new customers. Discover them now by texting ACT66 to 88988. Let us show you what a difference the right promotional items can make to help grow your brand. With 4imprint, you'll get high-quality products, exclusive items, popular brands, on-time delivery, and outstanding customer service. That's what we do. Discover the top three promotional items for driving new customers by texting ACT66 to 88988. That's ACT66 to 88988.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, October 5th, the 278th day of the year. McDonald's mogul Ray Kroc was born on this day, and the full harvest moon will shine tonight. The full moon nearest the autumnal equinox is the harvest moon, and you'll see it ascending over the eastern horizon at dusk. When the moon is just rising, it seems absolutely enormous. But the truth is, it's exactly the same size as when it's high in the sky. The effect called the moon illusion has been observed for centuries, though the reasons are still debated. Most explanations involve the sense of scale provided by objects on the ground and our perception of distance. Don't believe your eyes? Try this. Hold a coin in front of the moon at dusk, then again at midnight. The diameters will be the same. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life and auto and home and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Mid-America Network Sports. Kansas and Kansas State football are hoping to make a statement this weekend with wins over teams from the Lone Star State. For the Jayhawks, beating Texas Tech would show that they took advantage of the bye week to slow down one of the top offenses in the country. For Kansas State, a win at Texas would exercise some of the Wildcats' past road woes in Big 12 play. It would also set the stage nicely for two huge games at home the following 2 weeks against TCU and Oklahoma. Kansas City Chiefs coach Andy Reid denounced cornerback Marcus Peters' direction of profanities at fans during Monday night's game against Washington, saying, "We can't go in that direction." Reid said the situation, which is caught on camera, has been addressed. But he declined to say what kind of punishment, if any, was handed out and refused to take any questions. Marcus Peters was burned for a pair of touchdowns by the Redskins during the Chiefs' 29-20 victory. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Shop Lowe's All for Fall event and find great deals to spruce up your great outdoors. Fall's the perfect time to focus on your lawn, and now you can get up to 30% off select Scott seed and fertilizer. And keep your landscape looking its best by cleaning up the leaves with a Poland Pro backpack blower, now at a new lower price of just $199. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Scott's offer valid 9/27 through 10/11. Blower offer valid 9/21 through 11/19. While supplies last, selection varies by location, U.S. only.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
In Major League Baseball, the Arizona Diamondbacks have moved into the NL Division Series for the first time in 6 years by putting the Wild in the wild card game. Paul Goldschmidt belted a three-run homer, and Jake Lamb was 4-for-4 with three runs scored as the Diamondbacks outscored the Rockies 11-8 at Phoenix. In other league news, Sonny Gray will start for the Yankees in Game 1 of the AL Division Series today against the Indians in Cleveland. Switching over to NFL news, quarterback Andrew Luck finally appeared on the Indianapolis Colts practice field Wednesday after missing every offseason workout, all of training camp, and the team's first four regular season games. Luck has now been cleared to participate in some quarterback drills and throw a few passes as he tries to return from surgery on his throwing shoulder. The Packers' Davante Adams has returned to practice after taking a helmet-to-helmet hit from the Bears' linebacker, Danny Trevathan, that led to the receiver being carted off the field in a stretcher. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening around 5:20. We'll talk with area high school football coaches. Monday, Southern and Diller O'Dell. Tuesday, Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Lynn and Hanover. Thursday, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Friday, Washington County and Marysville. The Coach's Corner each evening at around 5:20 follows evening sports. Plus, listen for live broadcast of home and away Marysville I games, area football games, plus Kansas and Kansas State college action on KNDY.
Community Healthcare System Centralia Clinic is a proud supporter of the Centralia Panthers fall sports teams and knows the fans will be rooting loudly for the Panthers to go fight and win in the events this week. Good luck, Community Healthcare System Centralia Clinic, proud to support our local athletes. Helena Chemical Company knows the wonderful Centralia Panthers fall sports teams have practiced diligently this season, and the fans will be cheering for the talented athletes in their events and games this week. Good luck, boys and girls, from Helena Chemical Company in Centralia, proud to support our local athletes.
Friday night football, Chapman at Marysville live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Centralia at Washington County live on FM 95.5. Game streaming live on our website and our mobile app as well.
Andrew, I saw you in Marysville. What made you stray so far from the farm?
Oh, it's time to work cattle, and a trip to Valley Vet is a chance for me to take the wife shopping without it feeling like the dreaded shopping trip. Mm. While I shop for vaccines, calf pullers, mineral, and boots, she shops for clothes.
I thought it was a vet supply store.
No, that's where she gets all her clothes. She looks like $1 million without costing me a fortune.
Maybe I'll take my wife shopping this week, because you know what they say. If she ain't happy...
Hey, while you're there, get fitted for that tuxedo for your son's wedding.
Tuxedos, too? Who knew?
Increase your success when transplanting trees and shrubs with root pruning. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Since the majority of tree and shrub roots are removed during transplanting, root pruning stimulates root growth closer to the trunk prior to transplanting. Prune the roots during the dormant season in fall when transplanting in spring, or in spring when transplanting in fall. Start by tying branches of low-branched and bushy plants up and out of your way to reduce damage. Use sturdy twine or cloth strips for this task. Mark the circle of the desired root ball for transplanting. The larger the plant, the bigger the root ball you'll need. Visit our website to determine the proper size of root ball for the trees and shrubs you'll be moving. Use a sharp spade to cut through the roots just outside the circle. New roots will form in this area, giving your transplanted trees and shrubs a better foundation for new growth. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the Great Courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The four How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties. Track and record your garden with photos and notes. Share on Facebook and Twitter. And so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow. With Bonnie.
Today we flip a switch and use electricity to run most conveniences around our homes and businesses. However, before the days of electricity, this power source was one of the most important in early America. We turn on some early power on today's edition of The American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
There's a race going on in the ag tech sector, a race to unlock the true power of technology for America's farmers. And now the most trusted voice in agriculture invites you to unlock the power of ag tech. Join Farm Journal Media for the first ever Ag Tech Expo coming to Indianapolis December 11th through the 13th. It's your chance to sort through what's new, what's possible, and what will work best for your operation. Register now for the Farm Journal Ag Tech Expo December 11th through the 13th in Indianapolis at farmjournalagtech.com. That's farmjournalagtech.com.
In the 1830s, construction began on the Whitewater Canal, a waterway that by the 1850s linked central Indiana with the Ohio River near Cincinnati. The canal transported people and goods, but the water flowing down the canal but was also an important source of power.
The grist mills and all the different mills, they were there originally because water power, a nice way of using that power to build things.
Here in Metamora, Indiana, Jay Dishman not only helps oversee one of the old sections of the canal, but a grist mill that got its power from the canal turning the adjacent water wheel. By the Civil War, though, the railroads could ship goods quicker than this inland waterway.
Later on, after it was not being used for transportation purposes, the railroad bought the properties because they had a ready-made rail path on the towpath to go to Cincinnati. They continued that tradition on for many, many years afterward because the mills were a cheap power source.
And the mills did remain well into the 20th century. Today, you can come here and see what the canal would have looked like in its heyday in the 1850s and see a working grist mill that dates to the turn of the last century.
You'll see two horses that will actually pull the boat, the Ben Franklin III, up and down the canal. You're going to go through the only covered bridge aqueduct in the United States. It's an American Civil Engineering landmark.
And that landmark is truly something to see, a covered bridge that takes the canal over a large creek bed.
it's really going to be nifty to see because you're floating through a covered bridge. Most time you walk through it or you drive through a covered bridge, you're floating through it because it's a bridge for water over another body of water.
At just 76 miles, the canal drops almost 500 feet. That required 75 locks and several dams and the unique covered canal bridge that spans the actual stream bed. The canal itself was quite a feat of engineering. What you see at this state historic site truly shows how important this route was to early settlers. Traveling the countryside in Metamora, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCray.
If you don't want people on your land, let them know with no trespassing signs. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Post your signs in places that are easy to see and make your intentions clear as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
It should be obvious to people that they shouldn't hunt, fish, or simply wander onto private property without the owner's permission. But we don't live in a perfect world, and sometimes folks honestly don't know that they've crossed onto your land. Posting no trespassing signs is one way to let the public know that they shouldn't be there. Most local law enforcement agencies require the posting of a no trespass sign before any enforcement action will be taken. Bob King is an agriculture specialist at Monroe Community College in Rochester, New York. He says before you put up any signs, it's important to be sure where your property begins and ends.
What we are seeing at times is that when people, as well-intended as they may be, they're trying to post their property to keep people from trespassing on it, they're actually posting signs on somebody else's property. So it's important that people understand their boundary lines, that when they're posting signs, that they're conspicuous, that they're following the laws within their state.
Hang signs on a fence post, a standing post, or a non-marketable tree. Don't fasten them super tight against a tree. Make sure there's a little bit of space so as the tree grows and expands, it won't pop off the sign. King recommends using nails or screws made of aluminum, which is a healthier material for the tree. After the signs are hung, don't forget about them.
It's advisable to make sure that people periodically check their signs within the year that they're posted to make sure that the sign's not torn down, that it's not damaged, that it's still legible, that the name and address of the owner or the point of contact is visible so all can see.
All signs posted on private land have to be a sufficient size so they're easily seen. You'll find no trespassing laws and signage for all 50 states at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Lord, the light of your love. hoop houses extend the growing season for produce raised in the North Country. More today on the Farm Journal Report.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
There's a race going on in the ag tech sector, a race to unlock the true power of technology for America's farmers. And now the most trusted voice in agriculture invites you to unlock the power of ag tech. Join Farm Journal Media for the first ever Ag Tech Expo coming to Indianapolis December 11th through the 13th. It's your chance to sort through what's new, what's possible, and what will work best for your operation. Register now for the Farm Journal Ag Tech Expo December 11th through the 13th in Indianapolis at farmjournalagtech.com. That's farmjournalagtech.com.
Consumers in Wisconsin who want fresh, locally grown tomatoes normally have to wait until well into summer before those are available. That's changing as researchers using greenhouse-like structures called high tunnels or hoop houses are getting a one-month jump on the growing season. University of Wisconsin plant scientist Julie Dawson is also looking to improve the quality of those tomatoes.
We're trialing the same varieties inside and outside of a hoop house at West Madison, which is close to Madison, Wisconsin, to see which varieties do best in one system versus the other and what benefits a hoop house might have for season extension.
Dawson says hoop house tomato plants produce significantly higher marketable yields than plants raised outside.
That seems to be primarily because of reduced foliar diseases. Those can really decimate some of the field. So the hoop house keeps the foliage cleaner, and we also have fewer spores landing on the plants because you have some cover. So the disease progression is very slow in the hoop house compared to the field, and the plants are clean well into October. Often they're killed by frost before the disease really takes over.
Researchers also identified varieties that grew better under hoop house conditions. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Ag Secretary Cindy Perdue finally starting to get members of his team in place at USDA as the Senate last night confirmed Steve Sinske to be Deputy Secretary and Ted McKinney to become the department's first Undersecretary for Trade. Senate Ag Committee holding a confirmation hearing tomorrow for a couple of more nominees. Iowa Ag Secretary Bill Northey to be Undersecretary for Farm and Conservation Programs, and Greg Ibaugh, the Nebraska Director of Agriculture, to be Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs. Those four positions critical to both advising Congress on the next farm bill and carrying out the administration's agenda. Well, future expectations for the agriculture economy turned lower in the latest monthly Ag Economic Barometer by CME Group and Purdue University. Released yesterday, the September reading of 132 unchanged from compared to August, but the barometer's two sub-indices, the Index of Current Conditions of Index of Future Expectations, did shift in opposite directions. The Current Condition Index rose to 135, but the Future Expectation Index fell to 130. Organizers of the survey say that while the decline in the Future Expectation Index was modest, it could be an indication that some of the optimism that surfaced among producers in late 2016 and early this year could be eroding. The barometer surveys 400 agriculture producers monthly. A rating below 100 is negative, while a rating above 100 indicates positive sentiment regarding the agriculture industry. And delays along the Mississippi and Ohio River causing a backlog for grain shippers. Low river levels and backups at aging locks have slowed navigation on the Mississippi and its tributaries, driving up the cost of hauling Midwestern crops to the Gulf of Mexico's export terminals to near record highs. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. We've seen a good deal of volatility in our futures markets here on Thursday. December corn is up 1 3/4 currently at 350. March is up 1 3/4 at 363. We've seen some two-sided trade there. Kansas City wheat has been on the upside and on the downside. We're back up now fractionally. December Casey wheat is up a half a cent, 436 and a half. March is up a half a cent at 454 and a half.
The other two wheat markets are doing a little better. Chicago and Minneapolis are seeing more significant gains. Turning our attention to soybeans, it looks as though soybeans have really found a groove here. November beans up 11 and 3 quarters at 970. January beans up 12 at 980 and 3 quarters. The later months are all up by 11 and 12 cents. October soybean meal, $6 higher at $3.12.90. December is up $6.80 at $3.17.80. Now, the hitch here is soybean oil. October is at $32.78, down 21. December bean oil is down 21 at $33.02. So all is not rosy in the soy complex, but the beans themselves on quite a rally right now. And we've seen some two-sided trade with live cattle today, too. October live cattle currently up 90 at 109.97. December up 85 at 115.77. Later months are all up by decent amounts. October feeders up 80 at 152.90. November feeders up 92 at 154.42. Later months are all higher. Hogs have been strong. October hogs up 77 at 61.10. December hogs up 92 at 62.82. So things look good across the livestock complex. Cotton is having a tough day. December cotton down 40 points at 68.40. March down 14 at 67.77. Crude oil is up. November crude is currently up 75 cents at 50.73. December crude oil is up 74 cents at 51.06. So a good day for crude so far. Mixed numbers in the futures markets. Update from Mid-America Ag Network.
It's our most popular savings event, and it's back. Credit King Auto Sales annual 2 plus 2 equals 0. So here's the deal. 2 years on your job, 2 years at your residence equals 0. Zero down on the area's biggest, nicest selection of pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs. Don't have $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 sitting around for a brand new ride? No worries. You can have the luxury, just like new. Why buy new? You can save a ton of money with the King. Bad credit, no worries. Nobody does it better than the King. 2 plus 2 now equals 0 down at Credit King at the King's Corner, 31st South and Broadway. Go Credit King. With approved application.
There's always a need for cultural information, and there's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information. 800-240-8761. When you need that information, let's see how smart your smartphone can be, or your desktop, or tablet. Call QT Market Center at 800-240-8761.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. And Montana ranchers are looking for somebody to build a processing plant. I'll talk about it after this message.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at whink.com.
The cattle industry in the United States celebrated earlier this summer when China finally removed a ban on U.S. beef imports. China banned U.S. beef imports in 2003 amid concerns over mad cow disease. But after finally lifting the ban earlier this summer, well, ranchers all over the country want to take advantage of it, particularly ranchers like Fred Wacker, a third generation of Miles City, Montana, where there are about 3 head of cattle for every person. But the problem is, Montana currently does not have a large processing plant to handle beef exports to China. Most U.S. meat producers that have been approved to export beef to China are located in the Midwestern states of Nebraska, Iowa, and Kansas. But Wacker, who is vice president of the Montana Stock Growers Association, said it would cost him about $80 a head to send cattle to feedlots and processing plants in the Midwest so they could then ship beef products to China and over other overseas markets. So he would like to see a company build a world-class processing plant in Montana. He said, we have the land, we have the cattle, we have the quality, we have the water. We have the interest in putting in a major processing plant here, and we also have very high quality products. So meatpackers, if you're listening and you're looking for an area to build a processing plant that can handle beef and handle the expected demand from China, Montana is your place. Wacker said it's a really smart place for China to put in an investment and to partner with Montana to have a really good packing plant that could guarantee a stable supply of high-quality beef to China. He said it's a win-win deal for both sides. Back with a final word after this message.
Put your yield data to work. Many times, areas with high yield potential are deficient in key nutrients, which significantly limit yields. But by intensive soil sampling and taking into account nutrient removal based on your yield data, we can improve product placement efficiency and yield across your farm. Let us help you by contacting Wesley Hedges with Farmers Cooperative today to take advantage of our precision ag programs.
Investing in our owner's success.
So meat processors, listen to Montana. I'm going to be out there the middle of October to speak to farmers and ranchers in that state and look forward to it. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company. It's a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Give yourself some peace of mind this growing season. Contact Linda Schmitz, owner-agent with Linda's Insurance Agency, your local RCIS agency today. Linda will help you plan and develop a crop insurance plan to offer the best coverage that's right for your operation. Linda's Insurance Agency at 1507 Broadway in Marysville. Phone 619-6135. This entity is an equal opportunity provider.
Properly weaning calves is critical for growth. It's the job of the producer to make the transition from mom to feed bunk as smooth as possible on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Now, get top dollar for your crop with help from the Successful Marketing Newsletter from Successful Farming Magazine and Commodities Advisor Al Kleiss. Go online to successfulmarketing.com/deal to learn more. And month after month, we'll help you reduce your input costs, maximize revenue, plus so much more. Keep your goals on target with weekly email updates and get expanded coverage in the monthly printed issue delivered right to you. The risk of loss in trading futures and or options is substantial, and each investor and or trader must consider whether this is a suitable investment. Past performance, whether actual or indicated by simulated historical tests of strategies, is not indicative of future results. Trading advice reflects good faith judgment at a specific time and is subject to change without notice. There is no guarantee that the advice given will result in profitable trades. Start making more money today. Visit successfulmarketing.com/deal to find out how to subscribe to Successful Marketing today.
Weaning is a stressful time for calves. They're separated from their mother, moving to a new environment, and transitioned from a diet of grass and milk to a total mix ration. Justin Wagner is an animal scientist at Kansas State University. He says research indicates that exposing the calves to the feed bunk before weaning takes away a lot of their hesitation when brought into the dry lot facility.
The second thing they could do in advance of that is if they've got some of the feedstuffs or ingredients that those calves are going to be exposed to in that weaning ration, they can begin feeding a little bit of that to those calves while they're still with their dam in the pasture. Maybe even if it's just once or twice, really can go a long ways towards easing that transition, because then it's not a completely novel feed stuff.
Wagner says a step-by-step feed management protocol slowly transitions them from a hay diet to total mixed rations. They're offered the ration at 0.5% of their body weight and also 0.5% of high-quality grass hay.
So that first day, we lay out that ration on the bottom of our feed bunks, and we put the hay on top. The second day, we increase the amount of ration that we're offering, usually up to about 0.7% of body weight. We leave our hay the same at 0.5% of body weight. Once again, we put the diet on the bottom, the hay on the top. We follow that same protocol, gradually stepping up the amount of ration that we're offering those calves.
Around the fourth day, Wagner says they begin putting the hay on the bottom and the diet on the top.
preparing calves for the transition should pay back in health and lifetime performance. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for feeding newly weaned calves at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. For the first time ever, United States livestock leaders are exhibiting at the largest livestock trade show in Europe. The Livestock Exporters Association of the United States is one of roughly 1,800 exhibitors at the Summit de Lavage this week in France. Renee Strickland is immediate past president of the Livestock Exporters Association.
Well, I'd have to say that this is one of the largest trade shows that I've attended, and I've attended quite a few. I know that back home in the States, we have the World Dairy Expo going on right now, and this is bigger. And that's saying a lot because that's one of our larger shows in the U.S., so it's quite impressive.
The show brings together global livestock buyers, sellers, and related
to access as many countries as possible. So many other countries makes this a very valuable show to attend.
Strickland is a Florida rancher. She says discussions on trade at the event help bring an awareness and understanding of differences between the United States and the European Union.
Well, obviously one of the big stigmas for getting trade going with the EU is the conception that all of our cattle are with hormones for growth. And we're trying to do our best to dispel that myth, but I need a lot more U.S. producers to come over here and help spread the good word that there is some part of our beef industry that has growth hormone and a whole lot of it now that is consumer driven that does not. And that's the word we need to get out over here in Europe.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news plus quotes and whether at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is, you can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day, 800-240-8761, QT.
KNDY Marysville, KNDY FM Marysville Beatrice, a Deerkin Communications full-service station.